Something weird is happening in the state of New York.
What happened?
And look, Tommy, I need you to listen.
Yes.
Before you go off like the human car alarm
are. No.
Because sightings of these have exploded in our area over the last 7 months.
Okay.
And when you add that to the fact that we already have a bunch more than average sightings of this other thing,
mm-hmm.
if you're someone who believes in this stuff, maybe there is something about where we live
yeah.
that is attracting this more than other places.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, the state of New York,
yeah.
has seen a massive surge in UFO activity so far in 2025.
UFO.
The National UFO Reporting Center. They gather reports of sightings.
Yeah.
According to them, in just this year, there have been 66 UFO sightings in New York State. And it turns out Rochester has traditionally been a hot spot for UFO reporting.
Yeah.
Since 1974, in the greater Rochester area, Rochester has the third most UFO reported sightings in New York State with 144.
God damn.
I wonder if that's because of the lake, like people see weird stuff.
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, reflection.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Unexplainable things.
Even more creepy, most of the UFO sightings in New York this year had these things in common. One, the object changed shape while it was flying.
What?
Two, it was zigzagging across the sky. Three, the lights appeared out of nowhere. Four, they hovered for a period of time.
And then what happened? They disappeared.
Well, yeah, it said they...
They haul ass.
Yeah, it just appeared out of nowhere. And they're
gone. Yeah, yeah.
You freaked out yet?
No.
Lest we not forget...
What happened?
Our area, specifically between Brockport and Buffalo, is also one of the hottest spots in the world for Bigfoot sightings.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that in depth over the last 15 years a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Explosion in UFO sightings in New York State. Rochester being one of the hot spots. Same for Bigfoot sightings around here. Mm. Does any of this mean something?
Yeah. We're out of our minds.
Okay.
We drink too much.
No, we don't, because there's breweries and distilleries closing. We're not drinking enough, apparently. As the breweries and distilleries close, the UFO sightings are increasing.
I think because we have such long, dank winters, we get bored.
Yeah, but you would think that that would keep you inside more. Or you wouldn't see as much.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not out and about as much. I wonder if, like, these sightings go way up in the summertime.
It's a good question. Well,
okay.
No, because we've already seen 66 statewide, and it's only July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Just saying.
There's some spring sightings.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is there some kind of weird force that would be attracting all of this out-of-this-world stuff? Yes.
Here.
To Rochester. Because, look, we have a very...
Could they give some of that energy to the Sabres?
Don't laugh at that. Sucks. Look, we have a very rich ghost history here, Tommy.
Yeah, we do, because we're old.
There are folks that believe big-time places around here are haunted.
Yeah.
If we're looking for more weird stuff, we also have a ton of famous serial killers.
Yeah.
For a community of our size, we haven't...
Are we all crazy?
Well, I mean, look...
Well, that's my point.
There's also high-profile serial killer cases that have never been solved here in Rochester.
Yes.
And it's not something that we hide as a community. We embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
And to take it a step further.
What?
Even more bizarre, we live in an area that has been the founding spot for a bunch of religions and spiritual movements. The Mormons got their start around here.
Who else?
The Oneida community, founded in the 1840s, was a radical religious community that, to this day, gives us Oneida tableware and silverware. That's a true story.
Mm.
You can look that up yourself.
Okay.
Even recently, that Hollywood cult with the women that they branded.
Yeah.
That was that sex cult?
Nexum or something.
Just down the thruway.
Yeah.
That was going on between here and Albany. There's a lot of really strange stuff.
Horny and crazy.
We all just love a good conspiracy theory.
I mean, Kimmy, explain to me how all of this weird stuff over such a long period of time happens centrally in our area. Mm-hmm. Explain it to me.
Well, like you said, maybe it could because we're all indoors too much and maybe have a little too much time on our hands in like the wintertime.
So
the winters get long and you get a little stir crazy, so you got to find something.
Your mind drifts.
Something to focus on.
All right. So, Tommy, I know that you do not believe in UFOs.
No.
You will never believe in UFOs. You don't think aliens exist, period. You think people that believe in aliens are stupid people?
Yeah.
Okay. Kimmy, is there a chance that what we're seeing here is legitimate?
The UFO.
I mean, I think people are seeing like unexplainable things that maybe they don't know how to describe. But I feel like if you know somebody who's smarter than us could look at it, maybe they could tell you what's really going on.
So you don't think it's a spaceship?
Or like people are seeing, like I think, was it last summer or something? There was a bunch of like drones over the lake that people thought were
okay.
something else. But I think people think that they see something.
And don't forget, too, you had all these factories for 100 years spewing everything into the air, water, and soil.
What's your point?
That could have gotten your noggin, too, a little bit. Could have made you a little crazy.
You've
been inhaling lead and whatever else chemicals was going on.
Got that?
We think all the chemicals blowing around.
Dumb people, they're inhaling lead and other chemicals.
Remember, we had like some weird cancers, like only showed up here.
Yes, I know. I understand.
Yeah. All that could go into the mix, but I don't think there's an energy.
No.
Here.
Okay.
No, because that doesn't exist.
All right.
There ain't no energy.
252. Not in this room. 252 WCMF. What is more likely, with the knowledge now that we have had a boom in UFO sightings in New York State over the past 6 months, 7 months, and that Rochester is one of the highest, does the place we live have some weird-ass energy that is attracting all of this religious, alien, cryptozoological, murderous activity, or do we live in a region where people are super gullible and they are willing to listen to people that tell them crazy stuff? Because that would be the only other logical argument.
Gullible city.
We suckers. We have no sucker city.
Well, I mean, are we a sucker city?
Welcome to sucker city, baby.
Are we a sucker city?
Population U.
Kimmy, do you think we're a sucker city?
Could be. I do know a lot of gullible people, but I thought that was just kind of like everywhere.
Okay.
What would be?
I don't know why it would be central to this area.
I don't think we'd be a sucker city. I mean, that would be a city that would buy a multi-million-dollar ferry that they can't afford and lose it in a year because they said this will save your city, or a soccer stadium that's empty.
Sure. Or would embrace a man that's never done this job before with absolutely no talent, who can't read or write or speak English properly.
You thrive off of Sucka City.
Seriously, man. Like, what does that make you? You had the most success in your life when you got here.
King Suck.
Yeah, you're goddamn right you are, King Suck. I mean, look, when it comes to the actual alien stuff,
right.
The last, like, 5 years,
yeah.
We've seen all this testimony in Congress. Yeah. We've had actual servicemen and women say they've come across things they can't identify or understand, so you're calling the Army a liar?
Yeah, but they can't.
Why
explain.
Do you hate our troops,
I think
Tommy Mulay?
It it's the mystery of it all. It's the fact that nobody can explain it.
Yeah, so explain why you hate our troops.
I love our troops. but they don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. So you're saying our troops are suckers?
No, the troops
Sucker
are good.
Troop? Is that what you're doing? Sucker Troop A, according to Tommy Mulay?
Sergeant Sucker. No, but like even they, like they're up there, they can't tell you what they saw.
Yeah,
but which is telling me.
But they say it's something that they've never seen before.
Yeah, but it could be a flash of light, something that's moving. But
they never
saw like
that weird thing moving in the sky.
A vehicle where they're waving at you. It's like sponsored.
Why would the aliens have? How would you know what sponsor it was?
Well, if there's aliens, they have alien businesses and they sponsor them. That's how they can afford to buy those planes.
The aliens are capitalists.
Well, yes, to a certain extent.
What?
How do you think they afford all the fast planes and everything?
So the aliens that don't exist are capitalists, and they have advertisements on the side of their ships that we would not understand.
Right, because we never heard of that company before.
So they're terrible capitalists.
So that's why they don't exist.
Okay, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Look.
Stick around.
There are videos.
Yeah.
And like,
there ain't no video where you go, oh, yeah, it's a spaceship.
There are plenty of videos
videos though where you go, I don't know what the heck that thing was.
That came from the armed forces. I mean, look, man, I'm not a big alien guy either, but it's really stupid for you to
say. Well, it's arrogant.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, you have no background in this.
No.
You have, for you to sit here and be like, well, let me tell you what this is, and then just flap your gums desperately.
Just show me one. Show me a lug nut. Like, nothing ever falls off of these goddamn things.
Well, how do you know what they're, how do you know that they can be made of things that we can even understand?
Yeah, that's so amazing.
Well, that it's true.
All right.
You can't comprehend. It seems to me like you're scared. Like, you don't want to allow yourself to believe that this is even a possibility.
Because because there's nothing to believe.
Oh, you're talking awfully fast for a guy that's not scared right now.
There's nothing to believe.
Or you were scared. Or sounds like you might be trying to hide something.
Oh.
5'5", giant forehead, weird-ass lines in his legs.
Yes.
Man boobs. I mean, I get that you're scared.
Oh, I didn't say I was scared.
No, I mean, I understand. Kimmy, what are you hearing?
I'm scared.
I feel like you're trying to convince yourself that it's not real.
It isn't there.
For a reason.
You're talking awfully fast.
No, I'm not.
Awfully high for a man that's not scared. I mean, what would make you think that even if these aliens existed, they wished us ill will?
No, but like everybody that's been abducted, they get pro, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So isn't that something you'd be cheering for then?
I don't want some space thing in...
Sir, please get the probe out of your mouth. Sir, please take the probe out of your mouth. Aliens speak English.
Apparently.
Yeah, they talk like
they're not
that.
Sponsored. But they have medical equipment.
I don't know if it's medical. It might be more for pleasure.
It's a butt scope.
Hey, now we're going to tell him this is a medical experiment. Watch him. Yeah, please step into our alien kiosk. Thank you. Uncle Aliens, Tommy Bendover, take it over. Medical experiment sauce. 252 WCMF. There has been a boom in UFO sightings in the state of New York since the beginning of the year. Not only that, Rochester, specifically one of the higher cities for UFO sightings. We also are a hotspot for Bigfoot sightings between Brockport and Buffalo. We have had way more than we should have our share of serial killers in our area. We are a weird place for the start of religion and spiritual movement. There is a big ghost community in the greater Rochester area. And it just feels like...
A lot of energy.
But it's
here.
Weird, though, because I don't feel like any of those people overlap.
You don't think... Well, I think Bigfoot and alien people are the same.
You think?
Oh, yeah. You don't think ghost,
think, like,
Bigfoot,
the,
alien
I think people?
People
kind of become, like, obsessed with one thing, but not like that. Like, I don't put ghost people and Bigfoot people in the same category.
But I kind of thought they all believed in all of it. Because you can't be a Bigfoot person and then go, yeah, that doesn't exist. That's stupid. But this big hairy ape lives in Batavia.
Well, no, you could. I mean, I guess it all depends.
But that sounds...
Well, but ghosts are like a whole different argument, right? Like, that's... you'd have to have a belief in the afterlife. Whereas Bigfoot, if you think that's like a real thing...
But it's part of the evolution of man, right? And he just got stuck.
Again,
he got stuck in ape.
Again, like, this is why
big-ass ape.
This is why you're dumb. You, like, just say these things like they're fact that pop in your
head. Yes, they're a known fact.
No, it's not. We wouldn't know how any of this stuff
they out there saying, bro.
Look, Kimmy, I get that the religious folks and the alien folks probably wouldn't overlap. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I always assumed ghost, Bigfoot, and alien people were all the same.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, they're all locked in.
Hmm.
I thought they were the same people. I put the religious folks off to the side.
All right.
Right? Because I don't know. Whatever
that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, whatever you believe in, it's going to send you down the road here. All right. Salt writes us on Instagram with a legitimate theory.
Okay.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, maybe all the new transplants we've had recently never saw a meteor shower or a low-flying satellite without our lesser light pollution. You can see a lot of stuff in the sky if you look. From a light astronomy nerd.
Yeah, because we get those northern lights and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You don't get that down south.
Clear skies.
Well, I think he means like more like New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Why would there be more light pollution
in, I don't know,
Georgia?
Georgia got Atlanta.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this man. He's got it all figured out.
And they got Florida-Georgia line.
For example, Georgia got Atlanta, which is one of my favorite Florida-Georgia line songs. Georgia got Atlanta. You dumbass. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Mike writes us.
What?
It makes me mad when Tommy talks like this. I don't believe in aliens, but when I hear Tommy say the stupid things he does, it makes me believe in aliens, and I don't want to believe in aliens. All right. Let's run a hypothetical.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tommy, let's say there are aliens.
Okay.
And this week, they decide to make first public human contact.
They're coming out.
Yep. And they're going to be a little hostile at you. Would hostile aliens making contact make Earth a better or a worse place right now?
It would be a worse place.
Why do you say that?
Because they take over.
It seems like they have better technology.
They could overrun us.
Well, just because you can get here doesn't mean that you can defend against our weapons.
If they can get here, because we can't get we can't get out of our own way.
Okay.
Like, the farthest we've gone is the freaking moon.
Well, with people. We've gone farther without people.
Not that much farther, man.
We made it to made it to Pluto. We've sent satellites
to Pluto.
We've sent satellites to Pluto. We've sent satellites out in the distance, off to the great
just
beyond.
Just hurling junk out there ain't they going anywhere.
Are you talking about junk hurling?
Yeah.
How dare you talk about the NASA junk hurling department like that?
If aliens show up and they're pissed off, we're in trouble.
Okay.
Just ask Hollywood how that worked out.
Kimmy, would you agree with that?
I mean, I would think that they're not scared of us.
Right.
Okay.
We're going to be enslaved.
Yeah. Okay. So let me throw you an alternate theory, bud.
And probed.
Again, I'm not getting into your fantasies. I'm talking about a hypothetical situation. Take me. I'm the mayor of Sucker City. A lot of friction between nations right now.
Yeah, Yeah.
But I am a firm believer, and this is a proven fact, that the best way to fix any issue is to find a common enemy.
Yeah, you think everybody here could agree on what to do about the aliens?
I will say this, but if they're hostile and you have to do something, I don't think
I think everybody might have a different idea. I don't even think we could come together in an alien invasion and figure out what to do.
You have that little faith in mankind right now.
Yeah.
Says Queen of Sucker City.
Because you would have to, like, all right, so let's say
everybody's
going
to fight to push the button, you know?
The aliens come down here, but they're attacking one of our enemies.
Yeah.
And then we think we're on their good side. Like maybe they're going
to
help.
No, but only you're dumb enough to think that.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. You don't even hear me.
We're alien allies.
Yeah, and then we slap some like alien tariffs on them, you know? 50% on aliens tariffs.
I believe that a hostile alien contact would like bring world peace. I'm not even exaggerating.
How?
Well, because
they could push us around.
You don't know that. Again, that doesn't believe in any of this stuff, you got a lot of rock solid theories.
No, but your logic is they've come down here and they're hostile.
Sure, yes.
What are they doing?
Don't know. Maybe they think that they could take us, but have you seen this nuclear weapon, bro? Ba-boom.
So
I like that alien pieces. So
they're just walking around insulting us?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's from the Rickles planet. Will Smith shows up, punches him in the face. Welcome to Earth.
Yeah, if they're pissed off, man, we're doomed.
Can I just point out that Tommy believes none of this is true?
Well, I
am simply presenting a theory. I am simply presenting a theory. Yeah. And you're getting mad at me for something that you believe is rock solid about something you don't believe in.
You just have no faith in anybody.
For
That's
God's
all
sakes.
It comes down to.
There are weird neighbors.
Yeah.
And then there's Tommy Mulé.
A good guy.
Because when you are trying to do something to someone, what you are trying to do to someone who just moved in your neighborhood is insane. And the fact that this bothers you in the first place makes you a borderline serial killer.
See, you don't care about your neighborhood.
Okay. It does not affect your life in any way. It should not bother you. And the fact that you are going this far out of your way to ensure you never see this while manipulating someone you don't know is literally bat shiznit insane. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. You got a new neighbor, Tommy.
Yeah, new guy moving in.
Pretty cool. And, you know, you being the welcoming human being you are, you probably went out and said hi to the guy.
We're chit-chatting.
Dope it out.
And he actually asked me about who we used, you know, to pick up the trash.
Sure.
Because he had somebody else.
Okay.
So I started bad-mouthing.
Bad-mouthing the person the
trash company had before.
I
know nothing about these people. I said, "Babe, you don't want those guys. Slipshod, lackadaisical, you don't want them."
He used the ultimate old man word, slipshod.
Right.
Lackadaisical also.
Yeah. So I said, "You got to go with me. You got to go with my crew."
Oh, okay.
I go, because me and the neighbor next, we use them. I go, "Man, we all put our toters down there on Friday. Gone. Place looks great."
Wow.
Because I hate... In the neighborhood, like, everybody has different services, and they pick them up on different days. So there's always, like, a trash can out in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But if you're all on the same page, out in the morning, back that night, once a week, done. You don't have to look at everybody's garbage and trash.
Okay.
Like, there's people that put their stuff out 2 days early and
just
sits
there.
Well,
that's not going to stop that from happening.
No, but it kind of does. Because you kind of, this guy looks buttoned up. He's got two nice cars, and he's single.
Okay.
So that's a tell.
I just want to be sure that everyone listening to the show is aware of what's happening. You are not recommending your garbage people because you believe they are Head and Shoulders the best, although you love them, right?
Yeah, they're good guys.
This is not good advice in any way. You are trying to get this guy to choose your garbage pickup.
Yeah, so we're all on the same page.
So you don't have to look at a garbage can at the end of the road on a day other than when the garbage comes for you.
Yeah, so if we're all on the same page, it's like living in a city, because the city, they pick it up like where Timmy
it's
lives.
Yeah, all the same.
Uh-huh. You'll roll out, you'll roll in, nice.
But there's always people, though, that leave it out. I mean, it's just...
That should be illegal, but I don't want to get into it.
Some people are more buttoned up than others. I don't think it's going to prevent what you think it's going to prevent.
Okay, well, I think we're already getting too far ahead of ourselves here, because again... You are manipulating
yes,
a man
yeah, pretty crazy.
That you do not know.
I don't know him.
Into having your garbage day
yeah.
to, in your opinion, make the neighborhood look nicer.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
He wants all the toters out, same time, same place.
I don't know. I don't like looking at a dumpy neighborhood. I like things nice.
Has anybody
and clean.
Ever driven down your neighborhood? You're up. private drive and said, "What a dumpy neighborhood."
We got some toter douches in our neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now.
No, they push it out too early.
Okay.
Or don't drag it back to the house.
Oh, bro, like and garbage. I'll leave it out for 2 days after the garbage. Gets
why?
Why? I got stuff going on.
Don't you want it up by the house?
I don't
so you
care.
Throw away your garbage.
Nah, no. When I have garbage, like it'll usually be Sunday. So my garbage comes Friday. I'll usually have garbage to take out like Sunday morning. That's when I'll bring it back.
2 days? And you leave it outside the house.
Yeah.
You don't put it in the garage.
No, because I don't want garbage in my garage. That's where all my kids' stuff lives.
No, but it's all buttoned up. It's all sealed up. It's in bags.
No, it's gross that you want garbage underneath a roof behind a door in your house.
But
and I get your wife accepted that when she took you in.
But, you know, I maintain my toters. Who and your mamas?
252-WCMF.
No flies around that toter.
252-9263. See, it would have been funny if there were flies around that toter. We could have done a whole thing with flies.
I don't want to treat your mother like that.
Okay. Do other people take garbage cans at the road as seriously as Tommy Mulay does? Because here's the thing. I leave mine down there all Saturday. I don't care. Who am I hurting?
Is that sanitary?
It's 100%
sanitary. It could hurt the children.
Okay. How could it hurt?
It's an empty toter.
Yeah, there's no garbage in it.
Yeah, but it's always filled. Because you also don't wash out your...
No, I don't wash out my garbage can. The garbage can, the garbage stays inside the bags. It's fine.
Yeah, but it leaks.
Does it leak?
Y'all got leaking.
Nah, it's fine. Whatever. I don't care. It's a garbage can. Who cares?
I wash them out.
Wow, look at you. And you cologne it. You put cologne in your garbage can.
I do.
You pay for Polo Blue.
Well, I got it by accident.
Garbage can on the street.
It doesn't sit well with
your
Polo.
Your garbage can smells like an old Italian
it
man.
It does.
Your big old toter sniffer.
Bro, here's the thing. It's my yard.
Oh, here we go.
I'll put the can where I want to. If I want to drop it in the middle of my yard and leave it there all week long, I'll do that.
I know you can.
No matter where it is, it's still full of garbage. Who cares where it is?
Because, you know, certain freedoms need regulations.
Okay. Look, if you want to talk about acceptable places for garbage cans, there are two places, right? Mm-hmm. Well, three, actually. Down by the side of the road, which is fine. Right outside the front of your garage. No. Or around the corner of your house.
No.
You should never use an enclosed roof space for your garbage can because that makes you sad and busted.
No, but if your trash can sits on the outside of your house, that looks trashy.
Does it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Why would you want to look at your trash can all the time?
What does it matter?
Because it's a trash can. Put it in a garage, close the door, you don't see it.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy has lied to his brand new neighbor, a man he does not know, to try and manipulate him into getting on the same garbage collection schedule he is on so Tommy doesn't have to look at garbage cans. Dan writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Tommy's exactly on point on this one. One trash day, he goes on, left my toter out for 24 hours once, and I still feel bad about it.
Yeah.
I feel like you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Because now that you've given this man this information, you're also assuming he's gonna go with your trash company, which may not be the case. He may have just been talking, like creating small talk with you, not really actually looking for a new trash service. And you're just gonna piss yourself off. You're just gonna be more pissed off when that garbage can's out there a different day because he didn't take your advice, and now that guy's a douche because he didn't listen to you and what day you put your trash.
I gave him a good pitch. Okay, it's pretty smooth.
It looks like you got a lot of people on your side. Mm-hmm. Bear by God writes us on Instagram. Tommy is right. My Star Wars pants neighbor leaves his toter at the road 24/7. I don't understand.
But he always walks his trash out in the dead of winter.
Why would you not? I mean, that makes more sense. The trash is as far from my house as possible. Yeah. It's trash.
But I would just worry for like one windy day.
Okay.
Oh, that's another thing.
It's more
please.
The inconvenience, really.
What? Blowing trash in the neighborhood.
Blowing trash?
Yeah.
So, like, what your mom would always do? Let me ask you this, smart guy.
What? Go ahead.
How do you feel about garbage bags out in the open at the end of someone's driveway on garbage day? Look,
I understand if you're cleaning stuff out and you got extra bags you got to get rid of. But if you just put the bare-ass bag out there, no toter.
Yeah, that'll happen probably once every 3 weeks for me.
Why?
Well, because, I'll run out of space in my garbage.
All right, bag. I understand that.
Well, then there are times where it's like, if I'm, home by myself, if my family's gone for the week, I barely make any garbage. So, I'll just, it's not in the toter, I'll just carry it out to the road.
Oh, if we're low trash week, I still just put one bag in the toter out there.
That doesn't mean, it's less efficient. It's actually easier
Animals
for...
Animals will get into the goddamn bag and rip it apart.
Never happened. Oh, really? One of the five bear or half bobcats that you say exist in the state of New York?
Bro, you live out in the sticks. You can't tell me you're going to have every raccoon in that trash.
I have never had any animal get into my garbage bags when I leave them out by the
street. With food in it.
Yeah, never, never. And here's the thing. It's easier for the garbage guys. They can just come by, grab the bag, chuck it, and keep moving. They don't have to... Do you not care about those guys in their time?
See, in my neighborhood, it's all automatic. They just pick it up and they don't get out of the truck.
Oh.
It just scoops it up and it drops it and you get back in.
Okay. You're a grown-ass man, right?
I've been accused of that.
Okay. How many other places in this country have straight up garbage bags just sitting on the end of the road, right? Like, and it's only for a few hours.
Poor town.
Okay. No, it's not. Like, you go to major cities, people will put their garbage bags just
out. Well, I know. It's New York. And it's gross, man. New York City is so gross with their garbage.
Oh, my God.
And that's why they're overrun with rats.
Could you say more old man stuff right now? I'm afraid of the city. It's gross out there. You got to bring your toner back. What was the word you used earlier?
Slipshod.
Slipshod. It's slipshod.
Lackadaisical.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got more folks writing us on Instagram. Noodly, a lady, she writes us on Instagram. Yeah. Duffy at WCMF. My mom got a ticket for putting her can out on the wrong day.
Yeah.
Was that for garbage?
Stick out your can. Here comes the garbage man.
If I lived in a town
yeah.
that wrote me a ticket for leaving my garbage can out or putting it
out
the wrong
town.
I would move away from that town. I'm not even kidding. I'm out. I'm done. I'm not living here. If you're going to write me a ticket.
Please send Pat a letter.
Bro, it's my yard. It's yeah, my yard.
But they may not. The town is writing you a ticket because somebody called on you.
Right.
I just want to point that out. So yes, the town may ticket you, but that doesn't mean if you move, pick up and move to another town, your neighbor isn't, you're not going to have another neighbor that's going to be pissed about you leaving the trash out and is also going to call that town on you and will probably result in another ticket.
Look, you're right, but that's what's funny about this whole discussion is Tommy's trying to be manipulative and weird and OCD, but he's too scared. He's not man enough to call the cops or the town.
You're not going to call the town.
Well, no. You're sitting here.
I'd rather slowly manipulate people.
You're sitting here running your mouth, slipshod, lackadaisical, other old man words. You wouldn't have the balls to call the town.
I'm not going to bother the town.
Bother the town. Bothers you, clearly.
It
to the
does.
Point where you're lying to a stranger who you're going to have to live near for a long time.
But here's what I don't get. Like, you don't enjoy your house.
I enjoy my house.
No, you hate your house.
I hate owning a house.
You hate your house. Like, you don't sit out. Like, you have a beautiful deck back there. You have a beautiful backyard.
Sure.
But you never really sit out in it, pour a beer, and just relax and just look at your yard and your neighborhood. And take it all in.
No, I hate outside. I don't get it. What is the problem?
Because if it's how you were raised, bro.
But no, it's not how I was raised.
You couldn't sit out in your backyard. You'd get shot.
I would sit on. We had a
porch.
That
was just from your dad cleaning his gun.
Joke's idea. He never cleaned his gun. He would leave it down by the toter. Garbage man would take care of it. They bring it back. No, I would sit outside on my porch in my childhood home all the time with our above ground pool that was green. So joke's on you. No,
You live in a beautiful neighborhood.
Yes, we're very fortunate.
Upscale.
We are very fortunate.
But you don't even take it all in.
What is there to take in? It's a house. They're all houses.
Like, you don't get any satisfaction in your wife's garden and the fire pit and your neighbor with better stuff than you.
I love idiots like you, right? There are cities, communities that are beautiful. Every house in my neighborhood looks exactly the same. Every house in your neighborhood looks exactly the same. It's not art, man. It's suburban America.
Like, you don't even
It looks the same in every suburb.
But it's more like enjoying your deck or your patio or whatever, like, your wife's fancy outdoor furniture.
Or you don't even like spy on your neighbors or see what's going on next door.
It's none of my
business. just like people.
Yeah,
watch.
You know why? Because I have a life, man. I have
like,
things
I don't
to
know.
Do.
Look at the sky for a little while.
I don't know.
Listen to the birds. Listen to the birds. By the way, I got a bird's nest outside my window now, thanks to my wife putting out bird feeders and her whole Jurassic Park thing she's got going on every morning on the weekend, 6 o'clock. Can you get in trouble for killing a bird?
Probably.
Just don't talk about it.
Okay. 252 WCMF. Tommy is manipulating his new neighbor by lying to him about garbage services to try and get him to get on his garbage schedule so he doesn't have to look at toters on days where his garbage is not being taken. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you, Duff?
Good, man. What's up?
I had a neighbor like that. He's passed away, but he goes every garbage day. He goes, I can't believe we have four different garbage men on different days of the week. Why can't they all go to mine? Kind of like Tommy.
And that guy died, so maybe you should change your ideas, Tommy.
And then the lady made another mistake. She goes, I take a nap every day at 2 o'clock, so that's when I would cut my grass.
You're just being a dick, Mark.
You got to be a jerk to these neighbors.
Amen, brother. Amen. Mark, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. I don't know what the hell was that. Matt writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Our neighbor across the street will leave the toters out at the curb for days. All our other neighbors are aware, and we talk about it. Okay, dork. We don't know their names, but we all know who we're referring to when the guy who leaves out their totes. I've even seen them bring the trash down to the curb and still leave the totes. I don't get why that's a problem. Leave your garbage at the end of the road. Leave it.
That's why you want to see all around your neighborhood all the time.
What does it matter?
Because it looks gross and grody.
Bro, your face is in your neighborhood.
But I bring it in every night. What if I stood out there all the time?
Wouldn't have that raccoon problem.
I have friends who, they moved into a new neighborhood a few years ago.
Okay.
And when they moved there, I guess the, for whatever reason, they already had like the garbage cans. Those people left them behind. And I think they went with the same garbage service they must have. So they had a neighbor call on them because they said they were left two garbage cans. So they were using both garbage cans and bringing them down to the end of the road. They had a neighbor call and said they have too many garbage cans.
You ready? You that guy? You that guy?
You can never have too many garbage cans.
Oh, so you're fine with two toters.
Yeah, but just bring them in.
But you have I've never two heard of that.
Well, yeah, I have one for the garbage and I have one for the recycling.
Everybody's got that. Yeah, I'm talking two toters and
two,
a recycler.
No.
Two of the toters.
That's fortunate with a garbage
can. I didn't know that was an option. But, you know, I would think a big family you would need to. Like, you probably could use two with all of, you know, cooking and, what do you have, seven kids in that house during a day?
Yeah, no, it's
you got to have a pile of trash.
Well, like, okay, my wife has suggested going to Home Depot and buying, like, those, like, Rubbermaid garbage cans. I'm not doing that.
No, but you could call the service up, and they'll give you a second one. They just charge you for it.
Yeah, I'm not paying for that.
Why would I just had mine realigned.
Why would I pay for something when I could just put the bag next to the kid?
There we go.
No, I'm serious. What's
bag
the point?
Boy. Bear bag boy. Here he goes.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Skyler. Hey, Skyler. How are you, buddy?
I'm great, guys. Tommy would hate, well, I don't live in a neighborhood. My house is surrounded by corn on three sides and a swamp across the street.
Oh, so Tommy's mom is there. Pew! Those swamp often, gases. Yes. Yeah.
She's not there right now, but she was last night. Anyways, my toters live by my mailbox.
What? I'm shocked, Skyler.
I do not take them in or up or any of that. I take the garbage down to the toters, and the toters just live
that's
right there.
Swampy toters.
Yep, that's it.
All right. Great call, Skyler. Thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. We are crushing it on phone calls today, ladies
yes.
and gentlemen. I'll move the load at 2 and she took a nap. I got swamp toters. Garbage cans, ladies and gentlemen. See, these are the people you call bring out of the woodwork when you start talking your crazy ass backwards OCD manipulation. Leave your can where you want to leave your can. And I mean that in both ways.
Okay.
All right? Let's take a break.
All right.
You know, logic says when you go out and spend your money on food, you want the best quality, best tasting food possible.
Well, yeah, that's the objective.
Well, no, that's not the objective anymore.
What is it?
Well, there is a company that has made a ton of money giving you as much for as little as possible. And even this company admits that's not the best.
Wait, it even says it?
I mean, look, it's not their official.
Hey, we doing all right.
It's not their official stance, but they know what they're doing. And they're pushing it even further.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Rochester is a pizza town.
Oh, yeah.
We had a study that showed Rochester was actually the best pizza town in America. So rarely is a chain national pizza restaurant going to make any noise in the greater Rochester.
So what are they doing?
Well, here's the thing. Little Caesars has carved out a space in Rochester.
That's pizza guy. Right?
You got it, yeah. Yes. Not because they are better than Mark's or Salvatore's or Cariglio's or whoever, but because they give you pizza fast. And they give you pizza super cheap.
Oh, yeah.
And don't they give you, like, two? Like, yeah, like two for ones?
Yeah, all the time. They have all these deals.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you bring that up.
Right, what are they doing now?
Little Caesars is somehow giving you a better deal than you had even before when everything else is going up. Because they are offering their more for $9.99 value menu. You have a choice of two different things.
Okay.
But here are your options. You can get two classic large pizzas for $9.99.
Wait, two pies for $10.
You got it. Now, they're a little bit smaller than the standard large pizza, but it is what it is. I mean, it's two pizzas. You can get a large pizza and an order of crazy bread combo. You can get a large pizza and crazy puffs, or you can get a whole bunch of crazy puffs. They look like pizza cupcakes.
Oh.
$10.
$10.
That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah.
That is a hell of a deal. By the way, this is not an advertisement. That's just how hell of a deal it is. And you'll know it's not an advertisement because of what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
Little Caesar's pizza, not good.
Okay.
It's not good pizza. It'll do.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's not bad pizza, but it's not good pizza. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
You
it's
get
a pizza.
That's a lot of pizza.
Pizza in all forms.
But it's a lot of low pizza.
But it's $10.
But it's low pizza.
Yeah, but I guess like if I'm deciding between frozen pizza or a Little Caesar's pizza, I'm probably going to go get the hot and ready one, right?
Yeah. I mean, she said it, hot and ready. If I'm leaving work and I don't want to make dinner for my kids and I got a choice between waiting 40 minutes for a pizza and paying double, triple the amount, or I can go get this low pizza for $10.
All right.
I mean, why would
Okay.
There are points in all of our lives where that was like, hell yeah, why wouldn't I do that?
So it's poor man pizza. It's Poe pizza.
Yeah, but like that's their business plan.
But it feeds you.
We know it's not great,
yeah.
But we're going to stuff you full of this not great pizza, and you're not going to pay a ton of money. And it works because of all of the national pizza chains, Pizza Hut has been struggling hard.
Yeah.
Domino's seems to be following the same idea as Little Caesars here, so they're doing well.
Yeah.
Papa John's only recently came back to Rochester after they disappeared for a while.
The Shaq-a-roni.
Thank you. Little Caesars continues to expand in the greater Rochester area, and it's because it's not great, but you get a bunch of it.
And they deliver, right?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, I think they do.
Do they?
I think I've seen Little Caesars in there, like driving around.
In Pittsford?
Oh, no. Of course, no. I mean, when I get closer to the city.
By the way.
I see city pizza.
By the way, when you if you want to order this deal, and I made a mistake, the large pizza and crazy bread combo, that's a pretzel crust pizza.
Oh.
I guess it's a more premium pizza, but that's only $10. You have to order this through the mobile app and then pick it up go get it. But, I mean, look, Little Caesars for being the joke that they are. The company has restaurants in every state and 30 countries and territories outside of
them. Wait, they're global?
Yeah.
Damn. All right.
I mean, Kimmy, you've said it yourself.
Yeah.
If it came down to quality of food versus quantity of food, you are always choosing quantity of food.
Yeah. Pizza, though, is tough because pretty much any time you order a pizza from any standard pizza place, you're getting a lot of food.
See, all right, I'm going to argue with you there.
Yeah, you ain't eating dainty.
Yeah, I mean, you're not. I mean, you're going for quantity anytime you get pizza.
All right, so Sunday night, my wife and kids were out of town.
Yeah.
And the home of myself. And I was like, you know what I'm going to get? One of the greatest pleasures in human history.
Mm.
Is eating pizza by yourself.
Okay.
I subscribe to this theory.
Well, it's we did it on the road a lot.
I loved it. It's a luxury because there's no one there to judge you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I got a large pizza, and my thought process was I'll have a couple of pieces. I'll put it in the fridge. Kids can have it for lunch Monday.
Yeah. All
right. And I'm watching a movie, and And there were only, out of like
this. Before I knew it.
Kimmy, there were like 12 pieces. All of a sudden, there's 4 pieces left, and I was still hungry.
So you ate a whole large pizza?
I stopped with the 4 pieces left because I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to eat a whole large pizza by myself. I can't do this.
But could you do that with a low pizza? Because let's say you get this low pizza.
Yeah. Well, okay, low pizza might be the wrong way to put it.
But it's fine pizza.
But it's fine pizza, but I'm saying low is like, you know, and it got the highest ingredients.
Okay, fine.
And let's say it's like super oily.
Okay.
Man, you start eating all that oil. That oil is going to mess with your innards, son. You're going to get the oily squirts. Would you still want to do that?
I think I would be.
Do you want to binge eat low?
Bro, that's all I did.
No pizza's probably great on the digestive system.
Like, bro, I told you, when I was a kid, when Ryan and I were living at my parents' house when we were teenagers, you know, the Walmart and Gates was walking distance. So we would walk up as, like, teenagers at, like, 11 o'clock at night in the summertime on summer vacation.
Yeah.
We would buy these $3 12-packs of frozen burritos, and we would each eat 12 burritos.
Yes, but they were cheap-ass burritos.
Cheap-ass burritos. But I'm telling you, to this day, like, if I found them again, I would buy them. I did it last summer when my wife was out of town again with the kids. I went out and I went to Walmart and I bought these burritos and I ate 12 of them and it was wonderful. It was wonderful. And I got a bag of fries.
Look at that.
It was great. No, I don't understand why you're judging.
I care about what I put in my body. I do.
So do I.
But
every
again,
once
if you're
in a
going
while.
Pizza, though, you're already not making the healthiest choice.
No, but there are gourmet pizzas. There's healthier options.
Okay, but that's
of pizza.
A whole different
There's no
category.
Such thing as healthy pizza.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
No, name it.
Well, you go veggie.
It's still got cheese and cheese. Bread and oil.
I understand, but it's not loaded with a lot of garbage.
It's bro. I bet you'd be shocked the difference. The difference.
You just took the sauce off and substituted it with vegetables.
Yeah. No, he didn't even take the sauce off it. And it's still bread.
Yeah. I got it.
It doesn't matter.
But it's higher end dough, higher end oil.
Higher end dough. You can't tell the difference. You don't know.
Oh, you
know.
Can tell
you
crust.
You don't know.
You know crust is the whole key.
No, you specifically can't because you don't eat pizza because you're a bitch.
I did eat pizza one time.
You're a bitch. Bitch ass.
And here's the one thing. Like, even when I get pizza now,
yeah.
Because I'm married again, I can't get the pizza I really, really crave.
Mm-hmm. What, veggie pizza?
No, anchovy.
Oh,
you're the worst.
Well, I didn't think people actually got that.
Oh my God, I was raised on that as a kid.
I thought that was a joke, like from cartoons.
No, that's Italians. Like old school Italians had the anchovy pizzas. That was the first time I ever had pizza. As a kid.
Do pizza places still sell anchovy
pizza? Yeah, probably still not. A topping. You can add it to your order. If you order online, you can select it as a topping. Yeah.
How do you ruin everything?
No, it's delicious.
It's not, though.
Well, you're not a fish guy.
No, but
I'm a huge fish man.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Love me some fish. The saltier and the tangier, the better.
Well, that's good
for
you.
Yeah. No,
and you're eating Let's take a break.
Eat all that fish.
Shut up.
You're fishy, fishy, fishy.